our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen, amen, sir.
Oh, amen.
I tell you, I didn't want to preach this morning, but
I hear
the pastors before me say, preach the whole Bible.
Preach the whole, not some other, Reverend.
Preach the whole Bible.
The whole Bible. In season, out of season, Reverend.
Pray for me.
That's right, we're full
as
Bible.
We look at the book, as we look at the book of Numbers.
Yes, we are.
The 32nd chapter.
Yes, that's a good one right there.
For and the 23rd verse.
Read the whole gospel, Yolanda.
Yolanda!
Yes, sir.
The whole verse.
But if you do not do so.
If you don't do so.
Oh, Lord.
Then remember, take note.
Take these notes. Get your pen out.
Uh-huh. You have sinned against the Lord.
You sinned against the Lord.
And be sure.
Be sure.
Your Uh-oh. Sin.
Your sin.
Will find you out.
Will find you out.
I'll be sure. Really.
Ouch. I'll be sure.
That's in the Bible.
And for a few minutes this morning.
Well, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Come on.
Sin got your number.
Sin got your number.
Wow.
Sin got your number.
I see why this hit me, Rim.
In a nutshell, this text is talking about the mighty, mighty Israelites.
The mighty, mighty.
God's chosen people.
Yeah.
Right.
On their way to the promised land, they lost a battle to a little itty-bitty group of people by the name of Ai.
Yes.
AI.
Yes.
They lost because of disobedience. Achan, one of the Israelites, violated a clear command.
Clear command, Rim.
And kept it secret.
He tried to hide it, huh?
He stole some things.
Oh,
and because of it, all they did was lose.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what, Reverend.
If I may 21st century urban vernacularize the text.
Please do.
On our way to our promise, we will have some battles.
Yes, we will.
They will seem winnable.
Yeah.
But if we have some hidden sin, unconfessed sin.
What it say?
Just like the Israelites, we will find ourselves defeated.
Defeated.
Mm. If you're wondering why you're not farther along on your journey, maybe it's because of sin. This text urges us to confess our sins to God.
Preach the whole Bible.
In order to get back on the winning side of life,
confess.
Can I give you a little secret?
Please do.
He already know. So you may as well confess.
Ain't no secret to God.
Don't look shocked when what's done in the dark comes to light. Sin got your number.
Yeah, brother.
It's a reason they say confession is good for the soul.
That's what they say, Reverend.
Confession may not be good for your image.
No.
It may not be good for your reputation.
Well.
It may not be good for the world, your world.
Yeah, yeah.
But what does it profit a man?
To what?
To gain the whole world.
And what, Reverend?
And lose his soul.
That's what the Bible says.
Give God a call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before sin calls you out.
It will call you out.
I gotta go, but ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
No, he's all right.
Don't let it count to him.
No, he's all right.
Show him you're coming out of
No, he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sin will.
Sin got your number.
He got your number, Reverend.
And it'll call you out. This hurt me to preach this.
It'll call you with your number, huh? I got your number.
Wow.
Why you getting everybody else's number?
Yes, sir.
Remember, sin got your number.
Better call Dr. Jesus.
Lord, the Lord.
It's good for the soul, you say.
It's good for the soul.
Yeah, get your soul right.
Get your soul right. Yeah, it might not be good for your image.
It probably won't be.
Ain't going to be good for your reputation.
Yeah, once you start confessing.
But it's good for your soul.
But it's good for your soul.
Yeah.
Well, confess in secret and God will bless you openly.
Yes, he will.
He'll cleanse the soul.
Yes, he will.
Good preaching in here this morning, Reverend.
My God,
Reverend.